Hi, FM News, in touch with your world. I'm Dane Bysime. Good afternoon. Atul Gupta was in Dubai when he signed affidavit and IPID to handle assault case after police implicated. Controversial Gupta brother Atul was in Dubai when he signed the affidavit that forms part of his application to have a preservation order obtained against him by the NPA's asset forfeiture unit set aside. In the court papers dated February 8th, Gupta acknowledged that the affidavit was signed and sworn in Dubai. The affidavit was stamped and signed by a commissioner of oaths at the South African consulate in Dubai. In the 18-page affidavit, Gupta said the National Director of Public Prosecutions, Sean Abrams, not only failed to make out a case for relief sought, but also misled the court with the evidence which led to the order being granted. Gupta is challenging the preservation order, valued at 10 million rand, and wants to have it set aside. He denied that he unduly benefited from the Estina Frieda Dairy Farm project, but added that he has not had an opportunity to read the papers. President Cyril Ramaphosa has been criticized for the socio-economic issues still faced by women and children in Marikana in the northwest. EFF Member of Parliament Delisile Ngwenya, during the State of the Nation debate, told the House it is shameful that the widows of Marikana miners are, amongst others, still battling to make ends meet and still struggling to care for their children. This as President Cyril Ramaphosa was blamed for the Marikana massacre 6 years ago and barred from attending its five-year commemoration last year. Ramaphosa was at the time of the massacre a Lonmin shareholder and had called for an end to the unprotected strike by miners, of whom 34 were gunned down by the police.
I am here to speak for the widows and orphans of the Marikana mine workers who perished under a hail of bullets from the police, who were encouraged by his call for concomitant action, and their only sin was only a demand for a living wage of 12,500 rand. These widows and orphans face the daily indignity of having to beg for food, clothes, and school fees.
And police have handed over an investigation into the assault of an athlete and student, Thabang Mosiaku, to the Independent Police Investigative Directorate. This comes after allegations that police officials also assaulted the victim in Potchefstroom. Mosiaku, who is a runner and a friend, were allegedly injured in an alleged racially motivated attack outside of the Northwest University campus earlier this month. A case of assault with the intent to do grievous bodily harm was in the process of being investigated by the police. Arrests are yet to be made. According to the police's Adel Meiberg, the violent incident took place after RAG celebrations. Top story at this hour, controversial Gupta brother Atul was in Dubai when he signed the affidavit that forms part of his application to have a preservation order against him by the NPA's asset forfeiture unit set aside. You can reach OFM News on our hotline, that's 082 370 1268.